Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and the questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Boots. Dr. Boots is a reproductive endocrinology and infertility specialist, and it is an honor to have you with us today. Hello, welcome, Dr. Boots.
Hi, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Let's talk about polycystic ovary syndrome. If you don't mind, would you break it down and explain to us what that is?
It is a reproductive and metabolic disorder that is caused by genetics, but is very influenced by our environment and our lifestyle. By definition, the syndrome requires that you have at least two of three set of symptoms. The first is that you have some ovulatory dysfunction. And that what that essentially means is that you have irregular periods that are infrequent, happening less often than every 35 days. The second set of symptoms is that you have signs of elevated male hormone levels. So that can either manifest as being a high levels of testosterone in our blood or having symptoms of that, which would include things like acne or coarse and dark hair growth on our face or other parts of our body that are bothersome to us. And then the third criteria is that your ovaries look quote unquote polycystic. And this is a bit of a misnomer because it doesn't mean you got these like big giant tumors growing on your ovaries that cause pain and rupture. What it means is you have lots of little follicles. Follicles are the cysts that hold our eggs, and young women should have lots of them in our ovaries, but there's so many of them, they create this almost like what I call a traffic jam kind of appearance. And so they look quote unquote polycystic. And so that's by definition what PCOS is, but there's certainly, as I mentioned, a metabolic component to this. So a lot of women with, you know, two or three of those symptoms will also have concerns about weight management and insulin resistance or diabetes.
Well, if you're just joining us, great timing. You're here just in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And joining me today is Dr. Christina Boots, and we are talking today about PCOS. And so I'm wondering, what causes it and how do you go about diagnosing that at Northwestern Medicine?
So PCOS, we think, is probably a genetic disorder, but it's not like we have just like one gene that causes all of these symptoms. It's probably what we call polygenic, meaning there's lots of different genes that are turned on and off in such a way that sets you up for these symptoms that we described. And the best way to diagnose it is by seeing a specialist who really has some experience and empathy and understanding of the disease. And we do that really individualizing it to understanding, taking a good history of what symptoms do you have. We'll do an ultrasound often to look at your ovaries and understand why you may be having irregular periods. And the third is doing a really thorough and comprehensive laboratory evaluation of the different hormones in our body. So the hormones that our ovaries make, the hormones that our brain uses to talk to our ovaries, and then doing a really good health screen to better understand the long-term health risks that come with PCOS, like do we have signs of early signs of diabetes, and is the struggle with weight related to hormonal dysfunction? So it's some combination of a good history taking and understanding the symptoms, labs, and an ultrasound.
You touched on long-term risks there for just a second. I want to revisit that. What are the long-term risks of PCOS? And, you know, if somebody does have this, how do you manage your symptoms?
Far and away, the first step in managing symptoms is to just optimize your overall lifestyle and health. And so that means good nutrition, regular physical activity. And then third can be medications can help with this. So, the reason, you know, really focusing on the healthy lifestyle is because we know the metabolic components of PCOS lead to higher rates of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And then the repercussions of being in a higher body mass, having a higher BMI alone doesn't increase these risks, but it can worsen some of the symptoms that you have from PCOS. So we're trying to catch those as early as possible and educating our patients so that they can take control and really empower women to do as much as they can within their own control to optimize their symptoms.
I have to tell you, I'm so glad that at Northwestern Medicine, the Center for Fertility and Reproductive Medicine, you guys have a specialized clinic for patients who are diagnosed with PCOS. So can you tell me more about that and the unique treatment options that your team provides?
You know, because this syndrome affects so many different parts of our body, we often need other people on our team and other different medical providers. We think of our PCOS clinic as being sort of the captain of your ship. And so if you need a dermatologist to help with some of that acne, having great dietitian referrals, having good referrals to other gynecologists or endocrinologists. So I think we are able to treat all of those symptoms that I mentioned. We can do all of that in our clinic. And I think that's pretty unique. I'm not aware of any others in Chicago that are doing all of those things at the same place.
Dr. Christina Boots with Northwestern Medicine, what an honor today. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge.
Thanks for having me.